This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called The Foundation of a Life Well Lived. In these teachings, Rick shows us that God has given each one of us something special, whether it's talent, education, opportunities, ideas, or creativity. And he wants us to use what he's given us for his glory and for our benefit. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick that will help them discover how much God loves them and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Your Timing is Everything.
You know, we're in a society today where everything, all the movies teach follow your heart. Like that's the most important truth in life. Follow your heart. Trust the Force, Luke. Look inside. Follow your heart. You know, the truth is your heart lies to you all the time. How many times have I told you, you lie to yourself more than anybody else? Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You lie to yourself all the time. You tell things are better than they really are when they're not, or they're not as good when they're better than you think they are. What you really need this new year is not to trust your gut. What you really need this year is not to follow your heart. What you really need to do this year is you need an objective source of truth beyond yourself that you can rely on more than your feelings, because feelings often lead us in the wrong direction. Let me show you some scriptures from the Bible. Proverbs 19:2, zeal, that's enthusiasm, zeal without knowledge is not good. In other words, the person who, they're all excited to do something, but they don't have the facts yet. That's not good. And notice the rest of the verse. A person who moves too quickly may go the wrong way. How many people do you know, they just wanted to make a decision and it didn't matter if it was right or wrong. They just want to make a decision. They're spontaneous, but they end up going the wrong way. Enthusiasm without having the facts is not good. So you need to slow down when you don't have all the facts. Okay. Proverbs 18:13 in the Living Bible says this: to decide before knowing the facts is shameful and stupid. So On your major decisions, you want to get those facts before you know what to do. And don't just rely on your gut. Don't just rely on your feelings. Don't rely on your impulses. The Bible says that's not smart. That's when you need to slow down. Number two, this next year, you should move slowly, and I should move slowly, when I'm hurt or angry. You should always move slowly when you're hurt or when you're angry. And if you want to, you could write in there also depressed too. When I'm hurt or I'm angry or I'm depressed. Never make a major decision when you're hurt or you're angry or you're depressed. If I were to ask you to, I'm not going to ask you to do this, but how many of you have made a bad decision when you were upset? The answer is 100% of us. We react, we retaliate, we respond. We don't really think through, and we often make the wrong decision. So when do you slow down? When I'm hurt, when I'm angry, when I'm depressed. James 1:19 says this: everyone should be quick to listen. That means you're getting the facts, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Now, do you see the rhythm in that verse? It says quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, slow. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. If you do the first two, the third's automatic. If you're quick to listen and you're slow to speak, you will be slow to get angry. On the other hand, most of the time, we are slow to listen, we're quick to speak, and we're quick to get angry. And as a result, we mess up relationships, we have all kinds of conflict in our friendships and our marriages, because we're quick to speak, and we're not slow to speak, we're quick to speak. So it says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. There's a time you need to slow down. Here's another verse, Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered, in other words, you're in a hurry, makes foolish mistakes. Let me show you a couple more verses up here on the screen. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, 28, the godly think before speaking. It's New Living Translation. And it means put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. And let me tell you, especially when you need to do that, social media. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 18, losing your temper causes trouble, but staying calm settles arguments.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The Bible says in Proverbs 15, 28, the godly think before speaking. It's New Living Translation. And it means put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. And let me tell you, especially when you need to do that, social media. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 18, losing your temper causes trouble, but staying calm settles arguments. Okay, let me give you another one. Number three, I should move slowly this next year when making a major decision, when making any major decision. The Bible has a lot to say about this. We could do a whole series on it, but I'll just save you a whole lot of heartache. Some of you are in a hurry on a major decision, and you're headed into a brick wall. You get in a hurry to get married, and you're gonna hit a brick wall. Let me give you, for some of you are in a hurry to get married, let me give you my best marriage advice. Two words. This will save you $1,000. Go slow. Go slow. Go through all four seasons of a year with somebody. See them when they're happy, sad, sick, depressed, when their stomach's upset, when they're not feeling good. Go through all the seasons of life. Why? Because dating is a phony, false environment. Dating is a terrible way to choose a life partner. Why? Because on dates, you're on your best behavior. You look your best. You smell your best. You talk your best. You act your best. You're not at all that way in real life. It's when you're on a date, you're stunning. Okay. I mean, during dating, a man will talk to a woman for 3 hours on the phone. Now, what man would do that in real life? Nobody. But during dating, during that phony season, they'll talk and they think, oh, he's such a relational person. Well, he's on a man on a mission. And he'll bring you flowers and he'll go to opera. No man would go to an opera in real life. So you just don't trust that kind of environment. You know, I heard this week about a couple that chose to wait 10 years to get married for the sake of their children from previous relationships. This is in our church, Saddleback Church. A couple in our church chose to wait 10 years to get married while their kids from other relationships were growing up. So they dated each other, and they remained sexually pure before God. And then once their kids were grown and ready, and then those they finally got married. They went out on a honeymoon. That was an incredibly unselfish move. It was also an incredibly mature move. They chose to go slow when they could have gone fast, but they didn't. Let me show you a couple of verses. Proverbs 21:29. Wicked people bluff their way through life, but God's people think before they take a step. So my question is, what major decision are you facing right now that you just need to slow down on? Let me say that again. What major decision are you going to face in this new year? And you just need to slow down on it. Don't get in a hurry. Don't rush it. Pause. Put on the brake. Sometimes you should go fast, but God says in major decisions you should go slow. Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. What does ponder mean? That's an old English word. It simply means carefully consider the direction of your life. Ponder, think about it, meditate on it. Carefully consider the direction of your life. You know what? You can't ponder fast. I thought about it for 30 seconds. I'm going to do this. No, you need to really think about it. That applies to career moves. It applies to ministry. It applies to marriage. It applies to major financial purchases. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 3, sensible people see trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. Boy, we all know that one. You know, by the way, do you know where the number one place this happens? Unthinking, impulsive, bad decisions? In your spending. That's why you're in debt. Impulse buying. Do you see the word in January? Sale, impulse buying. This gets more people in trouble. You need to slow down. Proverbs 21, verse 5. Look at this verse on the screen. Plan carefully what you do, and you'll have plenty. Plan carefully, and you'll have plenty. If you act too quickly, you will never have enough. Now, what is plan carefully in your spending? Well, that a planned spending is called a budget. And you need, if you have impulsive buying, if you're in debt, you need to nip it in the budget, B-U-D-G-E-T. How do you spell relief? Budget. That means plan your spending. If you act too quickly, oh, I see it, I want it, you're never going to have enough. You'll always be in debt. You need to ask, here's the question. I want everybody to write this question down because this kind of summarizes this point. You need to ask, what do I need to do today in order to get where I want to be tomorrow? Ask, what do I need to do today that to get where I want to be tomorrow? What do I need to do at the beginning of the year that will get me to where I want to be at the end of this year? That takes planning. It takes slow thinking. Let me give you another one. I should move slowly this year when I'm waiting for a seed that I've planted to grow. I should move slowly when I'm waiting for a seed that I've planted to grow. You know, the Bible talks about sowing and reaping, harvest, that you plant your seed and then you reap a crop. This happens in every area of your life. If you plant kindness, you reap kindness. If you plant joy, you reap joy. If you plant gossip, you reap gossip. Whatever you plant, you will reap. Whatever you sow, you reap. If you plant anger in your kids, you're going to reap anger from your kids. If you plant jealousy, you're going to get jealousy back and on. Whatever you plant in life, you're going to get back. But in planting, there is always a delay between planting and harvest. You don't put a seed in the ground and next day have an apple tree. There's always a delay between planting and harvest. Every year I plant vegetables. 2 years ago, I planted 56 kinds of vegetables. I didn't plant it and the next day get what I wanted. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, is a very famous passage of scripture. I mentioned it at Christmas time and the fact that God does things at the right time. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time for everything and there is a season for every activity under heaven. And then notice the contrast. There's a time to plant and there's a time to harvest. There's a time to scatter and there's a time to gather. This is the law of sowing and reaping. And there are many laws of sowing and reaping. Everything in life starts as a seed. An idea, a dream is a seed. Okay? Your life started as a seed. And everything in life starts as a seed. But unless the seed is planted, nothing happens. But once you plant it, you don't get the harvest immediately. You always reap in a different season than you sow. Some of you, you're being generous in an area and you go, I'm not seeing any generosity coming back to me. It's always in a different season. You always get the payback in a different season. You always reap in a different season than you sow. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6, keep on sowing your seed, for you never know which ones will grow. Perhaps they all will. That's in the Living Bible. Now, this year, you got to decide the kind of seeds that you're going to plant. You can plant seeds of love. You can plant seeds of generosity. You can plant seeds of patience. You can plant seeds of kindness. You can plant financial seeds through giving. When you give away, when you tithe to God, when you give generously to others, you're planting financial seeds. And in the laws of planting and harvesting, you always get back more than you planted, every time. When I plant one kernel of corn, do I get one kernel of corn back? No, I get a stalk, a corn stalk, with several ears of corn, with hundreds, if not thousands, of kernels. One seed multiplies. You always get back more than you planted. Now, that's true positively in generosity, and it's true negatively in things like anger. Now, some of you have been planting good seeds in your life. I've been doing the right thing, Pastor. I've been doing the right thing. I've been planting seeds. I've been serving God. I've been reading my scriptures, and I've been doing all the things God wants me to do. But I'm not seeing the harvest yet. Well, for those of you who are discouraged as we start this new year, and you're discouraged because of the delay, here's a verse for you. It's a verse we looked at Christmas, Habakkuk 2, verse 3. God says this, at the time I have decided, my words will come true. You can trust what I say about the future. This is God talking. It may take a long time, but keep on waiting. It will happen. Sometimes you need to go fast, and there's sometimes you need to go slow. You need to trust God's timing. Now, I want us to begin this new year with Solomon's prayer. It's a prayer that he prayed in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 58. Well, I love this in the Message paraphrase. It says this, may God keep us centered and devoted to him, following the path, the life path that he has cleared, watching the signpost and walking at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors. I want you to underline the phrase, walking at the pace and rhythms that he laid down for our ancestors. That's who our ancestors, they're in the Bible. There's a rhythm, there's a pace in life. Sometimes you go fast, but not always fast. And sometimes you go slow, but not always slow. Now, before we end, I want to return to two of the verses that I shared with you in my last message, the Christmas message. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says this, I tell you that the right time is now and the day of salvation is now. That's one thing you need to do fast. And here's another one, Acts 22:16. Why wait any longer? Get up and be baptized, trusting in him to save you. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. If you've never opened your life to Christ, you need to start the new year with a new life. You need to do this now, not next week. Now, don't go one more day into the new year without Christ on your side and his spirit of love and power in your life. Let's bow our heads together. I want to pray for you. Lord, I want to thank you for all the people who are here this first weekend in the new year. Help us to be sensitive, to walk in your spirit, to know when to speed up and know when to slow down, to know when to go fast and to know when to be patient and wait. Now you pray. Say, Lord, help me to be sensitive to your timing this new year. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me in both the steps of my life and the stops of my life. Sometimes you put a roadblock in front of me and you stop me. Help me to be patient and to not worry about that. And when there's a circumstance that slows me down, help me to see that as a part of your timing and to trust you. And on the other hand, help me to take the steps as fast as possible when I need to trust you, when I need to obey you, when I need to follow you. If you've never invited Jesus Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart and life right now. I don't want to wait another day without you. I want to learn to trust you. Say that. I want to learn to trust you. And I want this year to be your year. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick at PastorRick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we want to let you know about an amazing resource Pastor Rick created called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt. You can get this free right now by texting the word FREE to 800-600-5004. That's the word FREE to 800-600-5004. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 illustrated devotions for children today, as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Some of you may not know that Daily Hope is broadcast each day on Heartline Radio in Jakarta, Indonesia. Let me share a testimony I got from a man named Alex who lives there in Indonesia. Dear Pastor Rick, I've been blessed by learning the Word of God delivered by you. Almost every night I share the topics that I hear on Daily Hope with my children when we pray at night before bed. Pastor Rick, you and your broadcast have blessed our family. We pray that Daily Hope Ministry will continue to reach more and more people, not only in Indonesia, but all over the whole world. Alex, I want to thank you for blessing us with this note. This is the kind of note that keeps us going, that keeps us serving and working. I'm so glad you're sharing God's truth through their children. Now, the reason Alex is able to hear Daily Hope in Indonesia is because of you. Because of your generous financial support and from other listeners like you, we're able to take this message all around the world. I just want to say to you, thank you for your regular financial support. We love you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.